cause they might try to steal my money and take all my stuff, you know? I just wanna watch a movie or my computer screen glow, and they'd be like, get nasty, I'd call him a hoe. I don't wanna get tough with him like a pimp. Even though I learned from the best watching Syrup's limp wrist, slapping Rection around like his little bitch. But they cuddle after eating a nice huge man lady sandwich. Yay!
Wait a minute, hey!
Yeah!
Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
This cocksucker.
Cactus.
You gotta be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
Well, what do you want me to call them? Winners? Because that would make me a liar.
Hey, everyone. It's Roy, RBCP. And this is the Snowplow Show, afternoon edition. God damn it, that's loud. So, I'm doing a show. It's a show. This is partly inspired by Brittany Baker, who's sent me several more of these things where people... she has like a bunch of retarded friends who post their number on Facebook all the time, and she's a bad friend who captures the posts and sends them to me so I can prank them. Yeah, she sent me about 4 of them that I have not called yet. And just like people saying, new number, call my house phone, somebody says. Who has a house phone? Speaking of having a house phone, I have a house. I set up like an asterisk box thing where I can have house phones, and I have 4 phone lines now that have answering machines hooked up to them. Well, 3 answering machines. I need to get another one. And I'm not explaining this well, but you guys probably know what I'm talking about. I've set up a machine where you can dial into a phone number and you can select from a menu of options for machines that you can hack. And you can pretend it's the 90s or the 80s or whatever and hack into people's answering machines. I mean, hack into my answering machines. And I promise not to, you know, call the cops or anything. So you can hack in and change outgoing messages. And, I don't know, you call this phone number. The phone number to call is... There's 2 phone numbers. I'll just give one out. It's 425-243-7565. Call that, pick an answering machine, and see if you can hack an answering machine. And change the outgoing message. That's your goal, is to change the outgoing message. Green is asking in the chat room if I ever figured out if I can set up something for redboxing on that server. And people tell me I can. I just need to... I need to spend some time playing around with it and figuring things out. But yeah, I'd like to do a redboxing section and a voice BBS. There's many more things to come on that phone number, I can promise you that. But I'm planning on getting more answering machines and having more answering machines options. No numbers in chat, Dark Stranger. Everyone kick Dark Stranger right now. Kick her. She's breaking the rules. This episode is sponsored by JAG TV. This is not a paid sponsorship, but he did send me money because people just love showering me with money. And so I just figured I would say thanks, JAG TV, and tell everyone to go to his Mixler at mixler.com/JAGTV. He does a prank show. And prank calls are funny, so everyone should go listen to that. And he has a YouTube with prank calls, and I will link to it all on phonelosers.org in the show notes for this episode. Oh my god, everyone's posting numbers in the chat room. So yeah, show sponsored by JAG TV. Thanks, JAG. And thanks, Brittany, for sending me numbers. And I guess I'm just going to sit here in silence for a few minutes and look up Brittany's friends, see if I can view their profiles. real quick here. I'm spelling things wrong. I guess I could just do a reference check. I can see a few of her friends' names. I'll tell her that Brittany Baker is getting a job at Walmart and wants to use her as a reference check. And then she'll call Brittany and say, "Oh my god, guess what just happened?" That's what I'll do. I'll get Brittany in trouble. Oh, this is the best idea ever. Okay, so yeah, let me give this first one a try. I'm just gonna do the same old shit that I always do. I'm gonna say I'm hiring Brittany, if she gives her a good reference. I should say I'm with the police department, and they want to be bailed out of jail.
You have reached Jeff Cox. Please leave your name, number, and message, and he will return.
So, I don't know. Either she doesn't know what her number is. It's one that she gave me today, and it says it's a new phone number. And... Yeah, I've got the right number. God, Brittany, quit ruining the show.
Hello.
Hi, could I speak with Dylan, please?
He's not here right now. Can I take a message?
Is he going to be back soon?
I'm not sure.
God damn it. God damn that kid. I'm so
sick. Excuse me.
Okay. I guess I'll just try him back. I think he's avoiding me. It's really pissing me off.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Roy.
Roy who?
Well, I'm not telling you my last name. I don't even know who you are. I'm just trying to buy...
I'm his grandmother, and I don't appreciate you cursing over the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to buy some weed. I'm really on edge right now.
Excuse me.
Because I haven't had weed in days now. All right. That's one kid grounded for the rest of the year. I'm sure she'll figure out that was fake, right? Should I fix that, Brittany? Should I? Tell me, because I really don't want to get your friends in trouble or anything. I thought it would go on for a little bit longer than that. Even though your friends are dumb. Here's my grandma's phone number. Let me post it to Facebook. Brittany says she doesn't know him, so... Okay. There's two more to call. So prepare for silence while I look up this other one. I love how I can just type in these really common names onto Facebook and it gives me the right one because we're mutual friends. Brittany's saying, "Don't use my name, please." I wouldn't really do that. I'm not that big of a jerk. Or do you mean not to use your name on the show? Brittany Baker. Sorry, Brittany Baker. I won't do that anymore, Brittany Baker.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lacey?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from Roy's Bail Bonds.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling in regards to a friend of yours. His name is Corey Sapp. And he's looking for $10,000 in bail money, and he says he thinks you can help him out.
I don't have that.
He says it's okay to dip into the special fund. And he said to say wink, wink, and you'd know what that means. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Corey needs to be bailed out.
Who is this?
Would you be able to help him out? This is Roy from Roy's Bail Bonds here in Franklin. Okay. Yeah, I know I didn't sound too convincing on that one.
Hey, it's Lacey. Leave me a message.
Aw. Darn it. Well, at least she was amused by it. Even if nobody else was.
Hello?
Hey, Lacey, we got disconnected somehow?
Yeah.
This is Roy again.
How did you get my number?
Corey gave it to us. He said that you'd be able to help him out with bail.
Hmm.
So would that be a possibility? Could you come down here to the bail bonds place and it's just $10,000?
No.
You don't consider him a friend worth helping?
Nope.
Okay. He said he's going to defriend you on Facebook then? And he says you're a big dumbhead for posting your number on Facebook for the public to see.
Probably.
Yeah, definitely.
Really, who is this?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm actually, this is John. I'm the manager at Walmart. Corey is filling out an application here for a job, and he uses you as a personal reference. I was just trying to break the ice with the whole bail bonds thing. So, yeah, do you know Corey and everything?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's trying to get a job here as a cashier. A pretty good person, you know, got good character and all that.
Yeah, I mean, he is my boyfriend, so I mean...
Oh, he didn't write that on here. He didn't write that on here that you were his girlfriend.
How come this is popping up a California number?
Oh, I call through the corporate office with Walmart, and it just comes up like that. Actually, he wrote on here, on his application... he says, you know, for emergency contacts, that it has someone named Kimberly Seaver, and it says relationship girlfriend. So, do you know Kimberly Seaver? Like, are you guys in an open relationship type thing where that's okay? And she's gone again. I'm not doing too good with these today, but thanks, Brittany. I didn't know I picked her, her boyfriend. I guess that makes it less believable. These prank calls that are not funny at all today are sponsored by JAG TV. If you're unhappy with the quality of the pranks today, please blame JAG TV.
Your call has been forwarded an automatic voice message system. 93.
John not answering his phone is sponsored by JAG TV. Thanks a lot.
Hello?
Oh, hey, is this John?
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, this is Roy from Domino's Pizza. I'm calling to do a reference check on a friend of yours. His name is Jake McCallahan. He's trying to get a job here.
McCallahan. Mike McClanahan?
Oh, yeah, that's the one. I'm sorry. I was reading it wrong here.
Yeah, he's pretty cool guy.
Okay, yeah, he's just trying to get a job here at Domino's as a delivery driver.
And, yeah,
he wrote on
he's
here.
Pretty, that, he's pretty reliable.
Okay, so and he, you don't know of any legal problems he's had? He doesn't like use drugs or anything?
No, I've never known him to do anything like that.
Okay, because he wrote on the application here that you're a ginger and you do drugs. I thought that was
that's a joke.
No, it's not a joke. I thought that was kind of weird that he wrote that on the application. He said you're his ex-dealer.
No, well, I don't know.
You don't know if you're his ex-dealer? Like, exactly how many drugs have you sold to John? I mean, to Jake? He's gone. Strike four! Writing on the application, pretty... cool guy. He's hired.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 937 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, John. Your attitude is making me think that I don't know what's going on here, but I'm definitely not hiring this guy if you're just going to hang up on me and laugh at me when I try to do a normal reference check like we do for all of our new hires. So thanks for screwing up his chances of getting a job. Way to go. You're a horrible friend. Yeah, I guess that's it for Brittany's numbers, but thank you very much, Brittany. I blame myself. I'm like really don't have much energy today. I've been up since 5:30 in the morning. I'm really tired. I shouldn't even be doing this. But the reason I'm doing this is because of JAG TV. I felt like I had to do a show because he's sending me money. It's all his fault. All the suckiness can be completely blamed on him. I have another submission that seems kind of interesting, but it was sent to me kind of a long time ago, or several weeks ago at least. A guy on Facebook named Chris John. Sorry if I'm not supposed to say your full name, but I'm doing it anyway. He says, "This woman standing in front of me at GameStop a few days ago said that her credit card was used at the GameStop I was at, Montgomery Mall." Okay, never mind, I'm not going to say all that. But anyway, and she was being a huge bitch to the cashier, who clearly had nothing to do with this, and had a line of like 10 people behind her. And then he sent me a screen capture of his cell phone. I guess like as she gave her phone number to the GameStop people, he wrote it down and wrote down her name and has her in his cell phone. Hopefully he hasn't pranked her by now, because this was like 2 weeks ago that this happened. So, her name's Jessica Phone Losers, according to his entry in his phone book thing. So, assuming this is for real, this is awesome that he just wrote down someone's number when he's in line. I have to refrain from doing that myself, because I think it's a bad idea for me to prank people locally to me. But, I mean, it's awesome when you guys do it, you people do it and send it to me, that's great. Oh, it's in Maryland, by the way. Isn't Maryland the one state where they will, prosecute you for making prank calls? So thanks a lot for this, Chris. If I get arrested or whatever.
Thank you for calling EB GameStop, where we have the Xbox One in stock. My name's Edmund. How may I help you?
What? What?
Hey, well, I had a discussion about this.
About what? Yeah.
Well, we usually have another phone greeting. But, yep, how can I help you?
Oh, no, I thought I was going to reach someone named Jessica. I was hoping to prank call her.
Jessica?
Yeah. Are you able to look up in your computer by first name?
Are we able to look up people by first name?
Yeah, like look up accounts and stuff?
Not by first name.
But you can by last name? Like, well,
and
can you just...
I would need a zip code as well.
Oh, zip code? Well, can you just look up somebody in your computer that was there, you know, like the last person that was there, maybe?
Like...
Yeah, you know, just... like somebody that just bought something and maybe used their GameStop card?
Not exactly.
Oh. How can you just pull up some random account right now?
Yeah, I wouldn't really be able to do that.
Do they have to give their GameStop card? Like, there's no way to just
right. Look...
Is there anybody in the store that could...
Their GameStop card or their phone number or all that stuff.
But some people probably use the store's phone number. Like, don't you just put the store's phone number in there? If they don't have a phone number?
No, we would just exit out of that and they would be on... Not exactly the store's phone number, just do not have card.
Oh,
thing.
I see.
We just take it out of it.
Well, can you look on a receipt, like a recent receipt, and pull up an account from a recent, you know, transaction number or something?
No.
Oh, like there's no way to do that? Like you don't have like paper receipts where you could just put in a transaction number and it would pull it up?
I mean, they usually take their receipts. We don't have any.
Oh, you don't keep any paper stuff?
Right. What exactly is this about?
Oh, I'm calling from the corporate office. I was just trying to get phone numbers of customers. Just random phone numbers. Just seemed like a good idea at the time.
We can't do that.
Well, I mean, you'd be able to for me, because I'm the corporate office, but I guess you just, like, don't know how.
Right.
Huh. Maybe you could give me the number of an employee that works there and their name.
I wouldn't know how to access that.
Well, there's not like a list behind the counter, like for the employees they have?
No, that's store manager would input that information.
Hmm. Well, okay, how about this? There's customers in the store right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do the weekly customer survey, because we do this at all of our locations. Like, if you could just get a random customer to come over to the phone, and I'll do a quick survey with them. Just put them on the phone.
One second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi? Hello? Is this a customer or is this still an employee?
You would be able to access that information by going through our district manager.
Oh, no, I don't need the... Yeah, just forget about the whole computer thing. I just want to do a customer survey. You know, just talk to a random customer on the phone. Fuck that whole computer shit.
We're going to have to wait till the manager's here.
All right,
bye.
Well, wait, no. You can't just hang up on the corporate office. God damn it. God damn it. All right, well, that's weird that he was even considering any of that stuff or talking to me. Darn you, John, whoever. Yeah, that sucks. I don't know, like, what happened there. He said this was supposed to be the phone number for... Jessica, didn't he? I think. Yeah. It says Jessica. Her name is Jessica. I got her phone number. Damn you to hell, Chris John. I'm gonna yell at him later. Okay, so I've got a stack of paper submissions on paper that somebody mailed to me anonymously in the mail. And I'm afraid to call any of them because they look weird. I don't know. Like, they work for large companies. This one works at a hospital. She's a nurse. And I kind of want to do these. Maybe I'll save these for a different show. I think I need to research these numbers. This guy's a landlord. I could say I'm a tenant. But I don't know, there's no other information. It just says he's a landlord. This guy works at NASA. He's a super genius at NASA. This guy works for a television station. Yeah, I'm gonna hold off on these and like Google these phone numbers or something. I'm afraid of these. Ugh, damn you, Chris. I guess it's back to Yelp. Gonna do some Yelp stuff. That's the way it had to be. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I was gonna play this prank call on the end of today's show, because I thought it'd be boring in the middle, but fuck it, the whole show's boring anyway. But, this is an amazing... Okay, it's pretty amazing. It's not the best one ever, but this is one of those Power Rangers prank calls that happened last night on Turbo's show. This is Turbo and Ken, and this is what they do is they get on a Power Rangers fan Facebook page, and fans post their phone numbers, and they're like, "Hey, Jason David Frank, guy who used to be a Power Ranger on television, my childhood hero. Give me a call. Here's my cell phone." I guess this is how it goes. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. I think people are idiots for doing this. But they've been doing this nonstop for several weeks now. They call up Power Ranger fans, and these fans think they're talking to their childhood heroes, and it slowly gets weird and sexual and uncomfortable, and it just completely ruins these fans for life, I think. So... this is like a 15-minute prank call that I'm going to play while I get some things together here for me to call. It's pretty funny. It had me laughing a lot last night. So here is this, 15 minutes. If you hate Turbo, and most of us do, then just, like, go take a break. Go do something.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, Raphael?
Yes.
Hi, yeah, my name is David Snoswell. I'm the agent for JDF, Jason David Frank. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Jason's been reading his fan page today, and he's making a call. And I have him on the line here, and we're wondering if you'd like to talk with him.
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, there's a couple of simple ground rules. Number one, Jason's been under a lot of stress lately, and he's on a very short fuse, so he's liable to lose his temper at the drop of a hat. So whatever you do, please do not mention any small animals, like chipmunks, squirrels, or cats. There are charges that are still pending, and he's pretty worried about that. And also, please do not mention any illicit drugs, like especially methamphetamines. And please do not mention painkillers or mention pain in general. Those are trigger phrases for him. Can you abide by those rules?
Okay. I understand them.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to patch you through now. Jason, I have Raphael on the line.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Did I wake you up?
Yeah, I'm actually in bed right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been just trying to get a hold of all my fans because I know that you guys are super into me. And I just want to return the favor because you guys spend a lot of time thinking about me. And I'm Jason David Frank, and I'm a hero to millions, you know? I got to be there for my fans if I want to keep those millions growing, you know? It's all about vertical growth, you know? Just got to keep the fans coming in, keep producing stuff. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about you some more.
Well,
what do you do with your life, Raphael?
What am I doing? Well, right now, I'm working.
No, not like right. Oh, okay. What are you going to school for, Raphael?
Electrical engineering.
Awesome. All kinds of resistors and cathode rays and receivers, all that. That's cool. I'm a martial artist. I don't know if you knew that. I do Muay Thai, and like I've been a martial artist since I was the age of 4, and I'm just like, I'm crushing them. I'm crushing them. I'm just breaking legs left and right. And, like, the MMA doesn't want to put me in because I'm just, like, too hardcore. And I'm all like, Jesus didn't tap, you know? Like, do you know Spanish at all?
Yeah.
How do you say Jesus didn't tap in Spanish?
How can you repeat that?
Jesus didn't tap. Like, you know, tapping out in, like, Spanish. Like, tapping out. Like, you know, you're tapping out. Like, Jesus, he's on the cross, and he's all like, oh, if I just tap out, the Romans will let me down and shit. But, like, he didn't, because, you know, he's up on a cross, and he really didn't have any choice. So, like, you know. But, like, that's my, like, brand, you know. I got a tattoo on my left arm that says Jesus didn't tap. I'm looking at it right now. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of tingles
it's right
now.
There. Right there, you know. Just, I mean, it's right there on my... Right there on my arm, because it's so close to my heart, you know? Like, Jesus didn't tap out. You know, we can all get through our problems. You know, methamphetamine can only hold us down so long before we rise up. And animals just need to get out of the way. I mean, it's a lawnmower, for fuck's sake. Why in the fuck would they even get in the way? Like, it's a low, droning sound. It's not like these little rabbits can't just run away. It's not like, you know, they can think, oh, there's imminent danger, let me run away. And now the parks want to put me in fucking, give me fines, and I can't let this get out to the media that I killed a whole clutch of rabbits in their warren by just running
Jason,
over them.
Jason, calm down, Jason.
I'm sorry.
Raphael, I warned you. I warned you about mentioning those things. Okay. This is your second warning.
Yeah, please don't talk to me about the tag words, okay? I mean, it's really traumatic. But Raphael, who was your favorite Power Ranger that I was?
I liked the Green Ranger.
Yeah, did you like me like when I was the badass Green Ranger, or do you like me when I was the goody two shoes bitch Green Ranger? I'm sorry, I've been drinking too. I gave up methamphetamine for New Year's. So, like, I've been drinking to get through the problems. You really can't tell anyone about this because, like, my attorney is already pretty pissed at me for even just like doing these phone calls, but I was like, you know what, man, it's for the fans and you can just suck a dick. And he's all like, oh, Mr. Frank, I'm sorry. It's against my wishes, but you know, as your attorney, I can only advise you to choose things. And I'm like, that's right, bitch. That's why I got you on retainer.
I've been providing Jason with the liquor just to keep him away from the meth.
Yeah, it's give and take, you know. It's give and take. It's give and take. But yeah. So Raphael, do you think the Dragon Zord could beat Godzilla? Because I keep seeing that picture posted on my wall about like Godzilla and the Dragon Ranger. I'm crashing right now, man, because I haven't had meth in like a week or so, and I just like need to smoke a bunch of meth. I know my wife still has some. I mean, just look at her. Look at her. She looks like she's doing meth. I mean, you see the pictures. She looks like anyway.
Please do not offer meth to Jason.
Yeah, Raphael, I really don't appreciate that at all. But Raphael, okay, good. Raphael, I was just wondering if you knew where I could get some pills. I'm in your area, and I need to get some pills to stop the pain, because I'm not doing methamphetamine. And I gave up bathhouses too, and glory holes. Because, you know, you gotta keep, like, you stimulated, you know? Like, you gotta keep the erection going sometimes. And you just go on meth. That's, like, why when you see me all fighting and stuff, I'm so juiced up all the time. It's because I'm on meth. And I'm just trying to clean out because I got the show coming up. My Morphin Life is coming out in June. You're going to see some of this stuff. Like, I don't know. We got some cameras kind of around the building. I'm not on film right now that I know of, but your call might be featured. So my attorney might call you and clear, you know, this stuff with you legal and stuff. But like, you know, I'm just going to confide in you right now. Like, my wife is leaving me and she's taking the kid and I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I just don't know what I'm going to do. And so I just like, this is the way I get through it. I call my fans at all hours of the night and I wake them up and I say, hey, what's up? And then when they get excited to talk to me, I'm like, at least I'm important to someone. Because my wife doesn't think I'm important anymore. She keeps saying my penis is too flaccid when I make love to her and I can't maintain an erection, which is true because I'm on methamphetamine all the time because I have to provide for the family. And that she's taking the little girl and she's going...
Jason. Raphael, please do not mention penises to Jason. I heard you offering to show him your penis. Please do not do that. Yeah, that's also a
Raphael,
trigger.
I really don't appreciate that. But like she's saying she's going off with the Red Ranger and that she's going to fuck him and that he's going to fuck her in her asshole. And like, I'm Jason David Frank. I don't need to deal with that shit. I'm a hero to millions for fuck's sake. You know what I'm saying? Like who is she? Who's she? I just want to punch her right in the mouth sometimes, but I can't because I'm Jason David Frank and I believe in Christ. And Christ would never punch Mary Magdalene in her whore mouth. He would just, you know, give her a nice kiss on the cheek and, you know, there'll still be the sexual tension. You won't really know what happened, but, you know, they probably screwed. All right, I'm going to take another shot of Sailor. Oh, do you want to do It's Morphin' Time with me? Because, like, I love doing It's Morphin' Time. All right. So we'll do it on three, okay? So... One, two, it's morphin' time!
It's morphin' time.
It's morphin' time!
It's morphin' time.
Okay, no, we have to do it at the same time. So one, two, it's morphin' time!
It's morphin' time.
It's morphin', no, at the same time.
Jason, two, it's Dwight.
It's morphin' time.
Where's the cocaine at?
Dwight.
Dwight, I'm on the phone. Just get out of here, okay, man?
I know, but you said like 25 minutes ago you were going to
Dwight, tell me down, not down. The cocaine. Dwight, just wait. Jason will be
please,
off the
you
phone
didn't
in
hear
a minute.
That. I hope you didn't hear that, Raphael. If you did, just forget what you heard. But it's morphin' time.
There are some lines
it's,
I need
it's
to
morphin
sort.
Morphin' time.
Raphael, it's morphin'. No, say it with more gusto.
It's morphin' time.
The action. It's morphin' time.
Okay. I didn't know that thing was so long or I wouldn't have played that one, because that's really long. Holy crap, that was long. But that was amazing, right? Sort of. Someone needs to find the best Power Ranger call that's ever been made, that's on Mixlr. It's just buried in Mixlr under you know, just like hours and hours of prank calls, and give me the link to the show reel and tell me the, you know, the timestamp where it starts, and I'll play that one. I think I should play one Power Ranger call per show. No, that's retarded. But I love the Power Ranger stuff. It's amazing. That poor fan probably like is just feeling like he's lived his life as a lie, you know, worshiping the Power Rangers today. So I set up a prank request form thing on phonelosers.org/snowplowshow. And the very first prank request I got about a week ago was the phone number for Area 51. That sounds hilarious, pranking government agencies, secret government agencies that will probably send people out to kill me if I call them. So yeah, I'm going to delete that one. I don't, like, if you send pranks, people to prank, numbers to prank, please don't make them government places or police stations or anything like that. Like NASA. I'm not going to prank NASA. The second prank request I've received, and the only, these are the only two, is, I thought I was going to call this one today, but it's an Indian number. He's, and he didn't provide a country code. So I have no idea what India's country code is. So, yeah, this guy, this number for Pratik, whoever submitted this, if you want to resubmit it with the country code, I am too lazy to Google the country code, because that would take an entire, upwards of 8 seconds, and I'm just not going to do that. This guy, David, he submitted some apartment numbers to call. Anyway, let me call this real quick and see if anything hilarious happens, and then I can just delete it. That should just be the rest of the show, me emptying out my phone losers email directory. Ice Goose, I don't know what to say to regional managers. I'll save them and call them some other time or later today or something. I don't know. This is a 12-hour show, by the way, so I have plenty of time.
Thank you for calling the park. This is Eddie. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here at the park.
Oh, okay. How can I help you?
I have a leak, a water leak.
Okay, what apartment number?
14323.
14323, and where is the leak coming from?
It's coming out of the wall, kind of by the bedroom.
And are you home?
Yeah. I installed like a fire hose in the wall. They were like closing down some hotel, and they were just kind of giving it away, like doing like a sale, and I got this fire hose really cheap, so I hooked it up in the wall, and like right around there is where it's leaking from.
Okay, let me go ahead and get somebody out there right now, okay?
But I had to run the pipes, like, up through the ceiling and everything. So we've had kind of a wet spot up there for a while now.
Was this done by the park or you personally?
Oh, by me personally.
By you personally?
Yeah, because
let me go ahead and get somebody over there to make sure there is no extensive damage.
Oh, there is. Oh, man. Because I didn't know, like, apparently with PVC pipe, you're supposed to use this special stuff that heats up or whatever. It doesn't make sense to me. I think they're lying, but I just use Elmer's glue.
Uh-huh.
And apparently that just lets the water come through. So it's been leaking for quite a while now.
Okay, let me go ahead and get somebody up there immediately to go ahead and inspect it, okay?
Okay. Are you, like, in the apartment manager office area?
Yep.
Or?
Okay. Yes, I am.
You don't sound very angry about all this. That's what I was hoping for. I need a good yelling at for doing something like this.
No. We'll go ahead and we'll get somebody up there. We'll see what's going on, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Well, are you
going
to charge me?
Oh, it really depends. Like I said, I need somebody to go up there and assess the damage, and we can go ahead and see if anything is fixable by us or if it's going to require some deeper repairs. So that's why I need to have somebody up there assess the issue prior.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it possible they could come in the window that's by the door? I can open it up. I know
come
that's weird.
In the window?
Yeah, because I've been moving a bunch of stuff around, because the meth lab was underneath where the leaking comes through.
Okay.
So I had to move that in front of the door.
Okay.
Because water was dripping on it.
You said the window by where?
The window that's next to the door. Yeah, because the door is just completely blocked. Or if they could wait a while, because I really need to clean up all this drug stuff.
Okay, so then in about how long would you say you'd be ready for somebody to be out there?
Well, would they be coming in the door or the window?
More than likely the door. The window by your door, is it the front door or?
Yeah, the front door. I mean, I just moved all this stuff, and I mean, I don't know if... You know, meth labs can be dangerous if you're jostling them all around and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I hate to move it again.
Okay, okay. Let me go ahead and see if they can just try to go in through the window.
Yeah, the window would be perfect. I can open the window.
Yeah, go ahead and do that, and I'll see if I can... I'll get somebody out there right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and but it's okay. Like, don't worry about... Like, you know, I said it could be dangerous... There's nothing to worry about, because, I mean, really, I know what I'm doing. And I do have a fire hose on the wall.
Okay.
I don't know what the pressure is going to be like, though, because, you know, really, the leaks are pretty bad, so that might mess up the pressure if I have to use the fire hose.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, like I said, let me get somebody out there to go ahead and take a look at it, okay?
Could they knock on the window?
Yeah,
I could open the window, I guess, you know.
Well, hold on. You're on the third floor.
Oh, no. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Do they have a ladder?
No, we can't actually do that. Go ahead and move everything, or at least try to make some room for them to enter through the front door. And I'll go ahead and send somebody up. You think 15, 20 minutes will be enough time just to make enough room for him to squeeze in?
Yeah, well, no, it's all against the door. What I can do is I can get my circular saw out. And saw the door in half and just open the top half. And he can climb over. But he's just got to be really careful not to knock over, you know, beakers and test tubes and stuff.
I'm sorry.
That sounds
just
like
one second.
The best route. Uh-huh. Okay. I should probably not talk about explosions and stuff.
An active lifestyle is easy to embrace.
Yeah, I think, like, I'm just gonna hang up, because, you know, he's not getting angry anyway. So thank you, David, for sending those apartment numbers in. I have these two emails. Oh, by the way, the beeping in the background is people trying to hack my answering machines. So if you want to, like, you know, screw with my show today, call the phone numbers that I gave earlier and... push a bunch of touch tones, and you'll hear them on the show. It'll be hilarious. Someone sent me an email, and it says their iPhone is ruined. I'm blaming the PLA for ruining my iPhone. This is from someone named Marie. I was listening to the PLA podcast both times it crashed, and last time it's been unrecoverable. The tech support, who are so brilliant at fixing issues, would probably agree with me. They'd probably agree with me just to get me to go away, since they are convinced that it's a software issue that can be fixed by attempting to restore the phone a dozen times instead of admitting that it's caused by overusing the darn thing to watch Netflix and to listen to PLA. I have no idea if that's funny or serious or... this other one, I'm pretty sure this is serious. Even though I don't understand what he's talking about. But he's mad. He says, "You suck. I did it. And yesterday, the day after I did it, someone came and made my dad pay. I'm grounded for a month. I hate this, and you are not the webmaster. I don't have one." So, whoever I screwed over, I'm really sorry. Sorry, whatever I did. Here's another submission. This guy wants me to call his probation officer. Because it's always a good idea to call police and make prank calls to police. This is all Jag's fault. Thanks a lot, Jag TV. Fucking jerk. I think next time I do a show, I'm going to actually prepare numbers and get some good numbers to call before the show. It'd be just like the old days when I used to prepare for things. So that's my guarantee. The next show is not going to have a lot of dead air on it, like this one. I'm going to do things. I'm calls.
Papers, how may I help you?
Hi, I was hoping I could talk to a customer that's in there right now. Her name's...
A customer that's in here?
Yeah, her name's Leonard. Lynn?
I don't have any customers in here.
Oh, she's such a liar.
Sorry.
She said she would be there.
Yeah, I don't have anybody in my store right now.
When she gets home, I'm punching her in the stomach. I've had it with this.
Okay, well, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, she thinks spousal abuse is hilarious.
With a kettle puppet, I say I'm sick in the nugget, and you love it. I ain't a dead body, I ain't proud of it. I told you all about it, and you all applauded. I got problems, I'm haunted by a carnival. I can find a teledoctor, but what for? I just put it on tape with a fat beat and make a quick buck. I'm like, fuck.
Magic.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Kevin from. You ordered a pizza from us?
Yeah, but
what?
I don't have the money to pay for it.
Well, that's
so what I hung up.
That's what I'm calling about. Why'd you hang up on me? That's rude.
That was not you who I was talking to.
I know. I'm just saying. I called like 2 times before, and you just hung up on me.
Oh yeah, my bad. My headphones were in, so I couldn't hear you talking.
Oh yeah, likely story. Whatever.
What?
So what's the matter? You're too poor. You can't afford a pizza.
Pretty much.
Why would you even bother calling then? Like, why'd you call in the first place?
Are you being fucking serious right now?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with the order. Like, you called to order a pizza and now...
My husband disconnected my credit card. You have a problem with that? And I don't have any cash on me.
Kind of. I mean, you're wasting our employees' time.
Oh, you're fucking pathetic, dude.
Oh,
You're way too seriously, pizza man. You're fucking pathetic. Fuck, get a real job.
Yeah, guess what? I'm pathetic, but I can afford to eat a pizza. If I want to get a pizza, I eat a pizza. I can afford it.
Good for you, but you take your job a little too seriously. You must be real fucking bored.
Yeah, at least I have money. You don't even have money. You can't even buy a pizza tonight. What are you gonna eat tonight?
I don't give a fuck what you think. Delivery man, I mean, how old are you, fucking 30 or 40? You must have a great education. You could get a pizza, good job.
I can tell you care what I think, because you're still on the phone. If you didn't care, you'd just hang up.
What's your name again?
You just hang up. You'd
Kevin?
Be like, I don't care, and you hang up the phone. Why don't you just hang up the phone?
I won't hang up, Kevin. And if I was a little snitch, too, I'd call your boss and probably get you fired. But
yeah.
Let me guess, you're the manager, huh? You're doing big things
you're not
over
gonna
there,
get,
huh?
You're not going to get shit fired, ma'am.
Well, go fuck yourself and get something better to do with your life.
Hey, what are you going to eat tonight for dinner? What are you going to have?
I have plenty of food in the refrigerator.
You're going to have like a package of crackers or something? Is that what you're going to eat? I'm putting your number in the computer. You can't order pizzas from us ever again. Oh, she hung up. Weird.
Hello.
Hi. It's Roy from the pizza. You ordered a carry-out pizza from us earlier?
Yeah, hold on for a minute.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, you ordered a pizza from us earlier for carry-out?
Yeah.
Are you the one that picked it up then?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And was it good? Was it a good pizza? Tasted all right and all that?
Yeah, it was a great pizza, in fact.
Okay, because we reviewed the security tapes after just recently after you left,
and yeah.
we saw that what you did in the waiting area, we don't appreciate it.
What did I do? I didn't do anything in the waiting area.
Oh, you know what you did?
No, I did not do anything. But ordered my pizza, picked up my pizza, got napkins, and left.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't know who this is or what your deal is, but. You're very much mistaken.
Right after you got the napkins, what'd you do then? Right before you walked out the door?
I walked out the door.
Oh, you didn't like squat over in the corner where the employees couldn't see you and take a big dump in the corner?
You're way off base, pal. I don't know who this is, but you're
no. We have it on security tape. We have it on VHS security.
Well, I don't care what security tape. You never saw me do any such a thing. I'm a human being. I'm a dignified young man. Mm-hmm. I would never do it.
Well, dignified young men should not be taking a dump in the corner at
well,
the pizza.
I didn't take no dump in the corner of any pizza place, you anywhere, anytime.
Clearly
ever.
Did, because it's right. It's on videotape. We got it on tape.
Hello.
Hi. What'd you hang up for? Because you're guilty?
No, I'm not guilty of anything, sir. I don't know who this is. Who am I speaking to?
No, this is Roy from the pizza. And you took a big dump in the corner, and you didn't think we could tell.
Roy, I need your full name and your employee number because I'm gonna call corporate and I want to discuss.
I don't care because we don't want you here. You didn't see the security camera up in the corner that could see you as you took a shit. Took a goddamn
I
shit.
I want to see it myself. You bet I do.
You want to see a tape of you taking a shit? Effect. Is that why you took the shit? Did you get off on watching yourself take a shit?
Okay, I don't know who you are, pal.
I've told you who I am several times now.
Okay, your name is Roy. Roy, what?
You can't just walk into a business and take a shit in their floor.
Roy. What's your last name, Roy?
What's your problem? Are you mentally ill?
No, I'm not mentally ill, but you're...
So you're completely sane, and you think it's okay to take a shit in our corner, in our lobby.
Listen, Roy,
like,
I don't know who you are, but you need to get a life.
Like you own the fucking place. You think you could just come in and take a shit? He hung up again. And then he sold a tip jar.
Well, hello, boys and girls. Come on and see the show. It's the mystical, magical, great dark carnival. Don't bother looking for parking. Get rid of it. It ain't like you ever coming back, you fucking idiot.
Hello.
Hi, this is Kevin from the pizza.
Yes.
Hi, you came in for a carryout for the pizza?
Yes.
And are you the one that was in here, or was that somebody else?
Oh, no, that was my husband.
Oh, it was your husband. Okay. All right. Yeah, we thought it was a male because we saw him on the security tape. We couldn't believe what he did. What do you have to say for your husband? Because we don't... I just don't know what to say. I don't know how to deal with this. Like, this is nothing like this has ever happened here before. Like, I've been here for 15 years now, and I've never had to deal with something like this. Did he tell you what he did? Were you in here with him? Or, were you, like, waiting out in the car? Did you watch him? Ma'am? Oh, she knows she's busted.
Hello?
Hey, did you hang up because, you know, like, you feel bad about what he did?
You have the wrong person. My husband was there, and he said...
Oh, I'm sure he said he was innocent.
Hello.
Hi. Are you the one that committed that atrocity in our lobby?
What are you talking about, brother?
Why'd you do that? Like, do you think that's okay?
What are you talking about?
I just came
home, and I'm always saying you guys are calling her. What's going on?
I know. We saw what you did. We looked at the security camera. We have it all on camera, all on tape.
Hello, you're talking about the wrong guy, buddy.
Oh, it was definitely you. You just left here. You picked up your pizzas. You didn't think we would see. And none of the employees saw what you did, but it's on the security tapes. We have cameras.
What are you talking about?
Like what did you do right before you left?
There were two guys. There was me and another guy at the time. There's one guy I was talking to outside. You got the wrong guy. I'm going to fucking report you guys for harassment.
Oh, you're going to report us for harassment after what you did.
Okay, who the fuck is this? That's what I want to know.
My name is Roy.
I picked up two pizzas, I paid the guy, and I walked out.
Yeah.
I was driving a white truck. Did you see me leave?
What'd you do right before you walked out? You thought it was real cute, didn't you? And then I confront that bitch about it, and she just hangs up on me because she knows you're guilty. She knows what you did. She's like, oh, crap. I better hang up because he knows what we did.
What the fuck are you talking about, brother?
You got the wrong person. You know what I'm talking about. How could you do something like this?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Tell me what supposedly I did. I picked up two pizzas. I paid the guy. I walked to my car. There was another guy standing outside. So maybe he got me and him mixed up.
Oh, no. It was inside in the lobby area.
You know,
what are you talking? There's only one guy working and me in there, and then there's one guy outside smoking a cigarette waiting for his pizza.
Yeah. Don't forget about the security camera that was watching you the whole time. It just because
what
there was
security cameras.
You know,
What are you talking about? I went in there, I picked up my fucking pizza, and I left.
I noticed you think you're all in the clear because you know who was there, but you forgot to think about the security camera watching you, watching your crimes. You know,
do whatever you want with the security cameras. Do whatever the fuck you want with the security camera. If I have to come over there and kick your fucking ass right now,
oh,
I will.
You come on up here, motherfucker. Because.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, no, you want me to come over there right
now? Oh, you come here. You see what happens. Because we're ready for you.
It better be a fucking prank call, because if I go over there, buddy, you're going to get fucked.
This is not a prank call. You know, we're not a third world country here. You can't just do this type of thing in our store.
Yeah. You're going to fucking play games, buddy.
Bullshit. Oh, we'll play games. You come up here. We'll play all kinds of games.
Oh, no, I'll come right now.
Oh, you come right now. You come right now.
Let me tell you this. You look at the card that I paid with. Look at the card that I paid with earlier. You know what it said on there? What did it say?
Oh,
boy, law enforcement, you motherfucking stupid ass.
Oh, I'm
a fucking cop, you dumb fuck.
Oh, you think because you're a cop you can get away with that kind of bullshit?
No, I ain't getting away with nothing, you stupid fuck, but harass me?
You think you're above. You think you're above that, people like me. You think you're just above the common man because you're a cop. I see how it is now. You think you can just do whatever you want because you're a cop.
You know, first of all, why are you calling from a black number, motherfucker?
You think like we can't just kick you out of the store and ban you from the store forever just because you're a cop?
You're fucking hilarious, bro.
Yeah. It's
hilarious.
Real hilarious what you
you're
did in our store.
Hilarious.
It's really hilarious what you did in our store. Why don't you come up here right now?
You're saying I did something in the store.
Come up here and laugh to my face.
What did I do? Tell me what I did.
Just laugh to my face. I don't care. You come on in the store right now. Come over. You said you'd come over. Were you just high? Like, were you just high? You thought it was okay to do that because you were high? You just drunk or something?
I'll be there 5 minutes, fucker. I'll be there 5 minutes. You better
be there. Does law enforcement usually talk like that? They just say, hey, fucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Dur. I'm law enforcement, fucker. Dur. I'm a manager of a goddamn pizza. Oh, he's gone. He didn't even ask what he did. I quit. I'm done. I'm bored. I'm going away. Forever. Goodbye, cruel world. I hear Turbo's doing a show. Mixler.com/TheRealTurbo. Go listen. That's what I'm gonna do. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. Good night, 7 listeners. Hey, I'm gonna play a song that you probably never heard before. It's called Down with the Clown. Enjoy it. Good night, everyone.